this is Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net, and we're at the covering show in Orlando, Florida, and I'm standing actually right beside the Crossville booth. Crossville, as many of you know, is a domestic producer of ceramic porcelain tile, and they're headquartered in Crossville, Tennessee, and talking with us today is Laura Eliza, who's the head of marketing at Crossville. How you doing, Laura?
I'm just fine, Kemp. How are you today?
Good. So did I get it right? I mean, you're primarily in this market, and you serve most of your business, I think, is in the commercial piece of the business, but you also do some residential, right?
Right. Most of our business is in the commercial realm, but the beauty of Crossville is we create products that are universal, so they can be used commercially or they can be used residentially.
Okay. So why don't you just give us a flavor for what you're showing people at the show here?
Okay, what we're showing here today, we're very proud to show our green tiles, which is what we're standing here in front of. As you know, we have an EcoCycle tile, and that is currently the only recycled porcelain tile to be certified by a third party for its recycled content. So with the green trend growing and just getting stronger and stronger, that's always big news. We're also showing today for the first time an upcoming product. It's called ColorBlocks EC. And that's based on our best-selling ColorBlocks line. And that we introduced that line in 2005, and it has just been a phenomenal success. So in thinking how we could make that better for our customers and how we could meet the needs of architects and designers looking for a sustainable product, it really made sense just to combine the two.
And now that product, ColorBlocks, you actually designed that in conjunction with, I mean, you kind of collaborated with Bentley Print Street on that one, right?
What we did with the original ColorBlocks is we did work with Bentley Print Street Carpet to create a tile that complemented their carpet. So for installations where it's natural to have a carpet and a hard surface, our tile does offer complementary colors to Bentley Print Street's carpet. So that was the original ColorBlocks, and it's still going strong, as I said. And now beginning in summer of this year, we will have selected colors from that line that will have a certified recycled content and a larger format. So that's really our big news today.
All right, and you also, I think, we keep in touch with you guys a lot, and I think you're also doing an outdoor product that you're putting out this year, right?
We are putting out an outdoor product. It is called Plan, and we do have some here in the booth. We've also, we're unique at Crossville that we want to make sure if we promote something that we're able to stand behind it. So we've actually installed that outside our corporate headquarters. So the next time you're up, I'll make sure and show you. But there, outside of our headquarters, we've installed it to make sure it does work well as an exterior surface, that it cleans well, that it holds up to the environment. And I have to tell you, it's still looking beautiful.
Well, let's go deeper into this environmental story for a minute, because I know you were at Greenbuild. You were actually, I think, the only ceramic tile producer at Greenbuild last year. And so this independent certification and this whole post-consumer recycled content, why don't you give us a little bit more detail about that?
Okay, the one thing I do want to make sure everyone understands is our tile is post-industrial content. So it's not post-consumer, but it does qualify through the U.S. Green Building Council's LEED program, because they have one of their criteria is if it is post-industrial, but it diverts waste away from the waste stream, which we certainly do. Our proprietary system allows us to filter waste materials, put it back into our tile, and it results in about 6 to 7 million pounds of material that previously went to the landfill each year now goes into creating the tile that we see behind you.
Okay, I see. All right, so real quick, one of the things that you may not be aware of, we just finished our May issue of Floor Focus, which is our annual report, and what we do is we rank the producers of tile, that the domestic producers who sell in the United States, and you actually moved up a notch and you're in fourth place, so congratulations on that.
Well, thank you very much. That's good to hear. It's really not surprising. We know we've had a couple of very strong years in sales, and 2008 is actually looking pretty good for us. The economy aside, things are going well, and we just continue to do what Crossville does best, and I think you're re-ranking us a little bit higher is just the evidence that we're doing it right.
Well, you have gorgeous tiles, I know, and one of the things I was going to ask you too, a lot of people that weren't able to come to the show are probably curious. I mean, this is the first hour of the show, so it's hard to say, but what do you think the traffic is going to be like at this show?
Well, if it's like the earlier shows we've seen this year, the traffic has been down a little, but it seems to be better traffic. You know, people are really making a commitment to come. If they're here looking, they're really interested. And that's what we've seen at the earlier shows this year, where the traffic may have been down for the show overall. But as you know, anytime you come by the Crossville booth, it's usually shoulder to shoulder, and people just really want to know about our product. And again, like I said, they've made a commitment kind of in tough times to be here and to walk the show. So we find that the people here are serious about what they're looking for, and that's always great. So it may be down a little, but it's still excellent traffic.
Well, I've got to compliment you on your booth. You know, some of the companies that come here, they built these big, huge fortresses that, you know, that cover, you know, probably an acre of land, and you all have a really nice, I mean, you do it very efficiently. And it's also very, you know, it expresses what you're showing at the show, you know, in a you know, kind of a medium-sized booth, but it's right up front here. Right. So that's a very good move on your part.
Well, thank you. Right by the refreshment stand, so that's always a good thing. But our booth is designed to show tile. And, you know, at Crossville, it's always the tile first. And we do that in a way, I think, that the tile is the star, and it works.
All right. Well, we've been talking to Laura Liza, the head of marketing for Crossville, and I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net.